Hare Krishna. Can we reject as wrong numbers the rituals that don't make sense? Answer: yes, but we need to know how to actually make sense of the rituals, how to evaluate whether they are sensible or not. We actually often use the word ritual in a derisive, derogatory sense to refer to religious activities which we think are irrational or pointless. But the fact is that rituals pervade all human activities. On Independence Day, when people salute the national flag, that is a ritual. When we pick up a phone and we start the conversation, we say hello. That is a ritual. When we meet someone, we shake hands. That is a ritual. Now, anything that serves as a template for guiding our emotions and actions appropriately according to specific situations, that is a ritual. That means there is a particular situation, and how should I feel and act in that situation? When that, there is a standardized template for that. That is a ritual. So whenever we meet a new person, at that time the standardized template, okay, shake hands. So we move forward and shake hands like that. So that's how it is that there are rituals in this way. In all aspects of life. Now, we may say that some of these rituals make sense very easily. Now, when we meet a new person, at that time, before we get on with business, at that time, if we just shake hands, then that handshake conveys warmth. That conveys a sense of greeting by which we can start off. Now, we could still say that the rituals would not make any difference at all. We could just go on with the conversation, the subsequent meeting, without the shake hand or handshake also. That is true. But there is an emotional tenor that is said to the meeting if there is a handshake. So when we want to understand the sense of rituals, we have to see them sympathetically. And if you wanted to see unsympathetically, then we can look at rituals which don't make any sense at all. For example, say when there is birthday and people blow candles at the time of birthday. Now, what is the point of this ritual? It's a ritual, and actually, why blow candles? And on top of that, why blow candles, as many candles as the age of the birthday celebrant? So if we look back at the history of this ritual, we'll find that it originated in a European superstition. European myth that people get haunted by evil spirits, and on a birthday, they get haunted by as many evil spirits as are the number of, as is their age. So, and the corresponding idea that for every candle that is blown, then for one evil spirit gets removed from the body. So now this is a superstition. Most people, they just do that ritual unthinkingly because it feels good for them. It feels, oh, it's so nice, it's clap hands, blow candles. So although it makes no sense, we adopt the ritual. Some people may say, oh, it's just so pleasing, let's do it. Others may say, oh, what is this, poo-poo, you blow the candle. The saliva may fall on the cake, and then the cake is cut and offered to everyone. Everyone else may eat the saliva also. Have to eat the saliva. It's terrible. So the point is that the rituals are done not just when they make intellectual sense, but there is also emotional sense to those rituals. And unless we can get both sympathetic emotional disposition and an intellectual framework, we cannot evaluate the sense of rituals. And that's why we need to turn towards scripture. When we study scripture, which expands both our emotional and intellectual horizons, and then we can appropriately evaluate the rituals, and then we can evaluate, we will have the sense to know whether they make sense or not. Thank you. Hare Krishna.